A minister in Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority, Nabil Shat, said today that it may be time for Egypt and Jordan to cut ties with Israel in protest against Israel's military offensive in the West Bank. Egypt has witnessed protests in support of the Palestinians. It is a close U.S. ally, and its president Hosni Mubarak is described in today's New York Times as seething over Washington's approach to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis. Mohammed Sid Ahmed is a columnist for the Egyptian newspaper Al Ahram. And Mohammed Sid Ahmed, first, do you think that President Mubarak might break off relations with Israel?
Well, Egypt has always resisted breaking off relations with Israel, whatever the situation. But what has now happened has reached a point where it looks as if the inability to stop Sharon makes it very difficult for Egypt to keep its relations normal with Israel while this is going on. Put aside the technicalities of the subject, but there is one frame of reference to which we could resort. There has been two key moments in the Arab-Israeli peace process. Camp David I, where Egypt made an agreement with Israel and brought about a breakthrough in its relations with Israel, and Camp David II, where the Palestinians and the Israelis failed to come to a similar agreement. Now we are at a situation where a basic question comes up. Will Camp David I resist the breakdown of Camp David II, or will Camp David II finish up destroying Camp David I?
Does that mean that at this point Egypt could return its relationship to Israel back to a pre-Camp David, pre-1973 condition of non-relations and perhaps hostility?
Well, it's difficult to foresee exactly how far this would go. But today, for example, I've had the opportunity to witness a demonstration by Egyptian intellectuals to the foreign ministry to demand for the severing of the relations with Israel and for the callback of the Israeli ambassador in Cairo. At this time, as it is known, there is no Egyptian ambassador in Tel Aviv, but there is an Israeli ambassador in Cairo. So what is significant in what happened this morning is that the foreign ministry received the delegation of the intellectuals and promised that whatever is being said will be taken into consideration.
Should we read in the actions, as you've just described, of the Egyptian foreign ministry, an anger not only at what the Israelis are doing, but also anger at what the United States has done or not done in the past several months?
Well, I don't know if I'd put it in these words, but what I would say is the following, that demonstrations in the street can be more effective in projecting the image of the anger of the street to the Americans and could eventually affect their interests more than when it comes to being able to affect Sharon and to impress him.
The delegation of intellectuals that went to the Egyptian foreign ministry today,
yes.
Did they seek any change in Egypt's relationship to the United States?
Well, this was also, the United States was harshly criticized for its attitude in support of Israel all along the line, in support of Sharon all along the line, and appearing as if America alone is adopting this line. Europe is not with it. Russia, China, other great powers are not with it. So comes up the issue that where is America standing? And can it afford to ensure in the present volatile situation such a total attitude on the side of Israel, irrespective of its other friends and allies throughout the Arab world, including countries like Egypt and others?
Well, Mohammed Sid Ahmed, columnist for Al Ahram in Cairo, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.